Hi everyone. Hi everybody. Welcome to Weekdays with Murph. Today I'm back with my guest co-host Kathy while coming out of town. And we have a lot to talk about this week's GH. So let's get started. Kathy?
Hey, how are you doing?
Well, I just ran to the fridge and back. But I'm great. So, okay.
Yes.
Well, let's
good
just
to be alive.
Yeah, it's good to know that I'm alive because I've canceled two more shows this week because I was sick. Okay, so let's start with, like, the news and rumors. Okay, so Linda Elena Tovar, an actress, has been cast as a recurring character, but we don't know who the character is. And then, okay, we have a couple of random things. Like, according to Ron Carlovati, we'll receive an insight as to who Luke is in the next 2 weeks. Nina's first air date is June 3rd. And we're not going to see a Patrick and Sabrina love story again because Ron has addressed this. Also, Nancy LeGrand just renewed her contract. And an actress named Hannah Norberg was cast as Jocelyn. Okay, so this week on the show, we had Julian hosting, like, the dinner from hell at the gallery. And then Lucas was shot by this hitman that Luke hired. Then Luke off the hitman. The PCPD, like, went through with this drug bust on Julian's people. And we find out that Jordan is, like, an undercover DEA agent. So Anna kind of blew her operation, but whatever, they'll figure it out. Carly and Franco visited Spinelli to get help with this audio recording. Side note, how dumb was it that the recording had static on it? But so they get this recording fixed, and they find out that Ava killed Connie. TJ found out that Jordan's a drug dealer, even though we know she's not really one, but she can't tell him that. And then Tracy walked in on Luke about to, like, shoot Ned and kill him, and Ned tells her what's going on. And she didn't believe him, and she kicked him out of the house. And then Julian announced to everyone that he was leaving the mob at this dinner party from hell. And we then Maxie gets a court summons for the custody of her child. And today, Kevin told Lucy he wanted a divorce from her. And then Saudi dropped the charges against Julian, and Julian's now free. Oh, and Luke also tried to kill Lucas today. So
yeah,
what
it's been kind of
weird. It's a lot of drama.
Well,
so what
I
do you think
this week
as a whole?
Well, this week for me was like a lot about the little moments. I mean, there was a lot of stuff happening, but it was all little chunks and pieces, kind of very expository, you know. So one of the things that I thought was interesting, finally we get some hint that Nina's probably about to come into the picture because you know we got Silas got flowers at the beginning of the week. From her. And to this point, I'll be honest, I haven't really cared much about her because she's not on the screen. But
exactly.
I can't wait for Michelle to come up because that's going to be,
exactly.
You know, hopefully it'll hit running.
Yeah. Oh, I've been hearing a lot, like, everybody does, and nobody cares about Nina right now because we don't see her. Yet we've been hearing about this woman for months, and we don't really have a frame of reference because we don't really know this character. Like, we just hear, oh, he cheated on her and Madeline put her in a coma. But we don't even care about Madeline because she was also just a random character they inserted. So it's going to be nice to actually see the character and actually – and I'm excited that she's being played by, like, an actual soap veteran instead of somebody who they just randomly hired. You know, it's nice to have an actual – like, somebody that we know playing this role.
Well, and I never watched Michelle Stafford on YNR because that's not my show. I've never really gotten into it, but I love the Stafford Project. And so if she's as good there as she, you know, she's going to be as good on GH as she is there. I'm really looking forward to seeing her interact on Kansas.
Yeah, I don't watch YNR, but I do watch the Stafford Project, and I like stalk her on Twitter. And I'm so excited to see her, even though she's playing this random character that we know nothing about. It's going to be cool if they actually put Michelle Stafford in the role because now people will care about the character. Because, like, if they put a newbie random person in this character, nobody's going to care. Nobody cares now. Putting an act, like a vet soap actress in there is going to make it interesting. Plus, it's going to be cool. I think it's going to be awesome to see her.
Okay,
do you have any theories about who... Go ahead.
I was going to say something else I'm really looking forward to coming up is seeing Anna and Jordan work together. It's about time we kind of had a girl power storyline going on.
Yeah, and, you know, it made Jordan so much cooler that she's, like, a federal agent. Like, you know, I was always talking about how Vanessa's gorgeous, and then when she said she was an undercover agent, I tweeted, like, that makes her so much hotter. The fact that she's, like, a DEA agent, like, okay, that's pretty awesome. Let's face it here. This is, like, awesome stuff. And it's nice that Anna's going to have somebody, like, you know, like a female working with her, because we don't really see that much. I mean, we see her with her friends, but to, like, actually show her working with another woman is going to be really cool. So I'm excited about that. And I love Jordan.
It bothers me a little bit that it was kind of at Anna's expense that her, you know, that the whole case or whatever might have gotten blown.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, as much as I love Anna and Duke, she had a completely valid point. I mean, you know, Anna is seeing somebody that's really a known mobster, and regardless of Duke's intentions for what's going on there, his relationship with Sonny, he's in the mob. I mean, you know, so I'm glad that he's been trying to extract Duke from that, because to me it's felt wildly out of character for him to be entrenched in that again, even if it was to go after Julie and Jerome. It just, I'm glad to see that kind of moving forward and him getting away from Sonny.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, another thing, it was kind of bothering me, the fact that, like, I know that they want to take Julian down, and I get that, but there was, like, okay, the shipment was busted. He wasn't there. And he, like, it bothered me that she was just so, like, her first goal was to just go arrest him. And he wasn't even on the crime scene, which kind of annoyed me. Even though I know that she wants to arrest him, I know he's a criminal, I get that. But, like, she was so hell-bent that he was going to jail and that she was going to win. And it was like, I get that you, you know, have a history with this guy, but I don't think that it's right that she, I guess what I'm saying is that she's working this. Because I think it's too personal for her, and it's like a personal vendetta against him. Not that I like one better than the other, but I'm, you know, I don't think that it's fair that she's the cop in charge of this, because she has such a personal thing with Julia.
I think that's a classic case, though, and something that Juan Carlos Aldi does a lot with his, you know, and I think it's probably him because it was on One Life to Live as well, but sometimes we get, I guess because of the face of things, we get a lot of tell and not show. And so we've got viewers today that have been told that there was all this history there, and certainly people that have watched, like, say, as long as I have, that watched the original run of that stuff back in the day, we know that, you know, there was a history there. But aside from, you know, new viewers, it'd be like, okay, well, what's her deal with him? You know, because they haven't really touched on it as much. They keep on saying, oh, they had a history, oh, they ruined our life. But we haven't really seen enough of that or shown any of the past of that to get a firm idea of why they'd be still be pressed about it, like, 20 years later, you know, or 30 years later, or whatever it is.
Yeah,
I think they need to address that.
Yeah, I mean, I know the history because I, like, took time to actually learn it when I started watching the show, because there's no point in watching it and being ignorant over it. So I learned everything, and, you know, I understand the whole Duke Anna Julian problem, but at the same time, it's like they need to address this now, because for newer viewers who didn't learn this or who don't know this, who like Julian or who like him more than Anna, they think that Anna's just being, you know, a jerk about it. They don't understand the history that, like, between these characters. They don't understand what went down. But I do think they need to, number one, address it, and then, like, need to move on from it, because it's been, like, 30 years. And the fact that she's holding this grudge against him, sort of, is, like, kind of dumb. Like, I don't see her as that kind of character. I feel like she's, like, so much better than this. Like, she needs to just move on from this now that she's got she kind of did, but they let him go, so.
It's not only that, but, I mean, even with Duke, I mean, you know, when he was saying that he wanted to leave Sonny, I was about to puke in those scenes because he was sitting there propping Sonny so much, and you know how I feel about Sonny. But, his whole thank you for giving me an opportunity, and then he said something that really made me make notice. It was, you helped me get my power back. And I was like, what? That was never Duke. He was never about... He was about wanting to do the right thing, and he fell in love, and he and Anna wanted to have a family and just kind of do their thing together. And then, you know, of course, everything went crazy with witness protection and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
But, But it was never about him being so prideful that he, you know, had to, you know, have power. And I just thought that was a very odd statement. And I feel like they're struggling pretty hard with trying to get a voice for Duke. And I know he was in a jail whatever for 20 years, but still, you know.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I feel like, first of all, it was out of character for Duke to go back to the mob in the first place, because I didn't see him doing that at all. I thought that was very out of character. Even to go after Julian, I feel like that was just completely out of character for him to go work for Sonny. Second of all, I think that they have a hard time writing to his character because they don't know what to do with him, because outside of Anna, he really doesn't have anything. You know, he really doesn't have a story, and they need to work on that, because right now they're, like, writing Duke in a circle. You know, I feel like they don't really know what to do with him, and they kind of need to figure it out, you know?
I thought it was very promising that they had him, you know, in that whole umbrella initially with the Quartermains, when it looked like we were actually going to have some Quartermains on the show. You know, with AJ, working with AJ, working with Michael, and I'm curious to see if now that they've extracted him from Sonny's orbit, if now that Michael's in charge over ELQ, if he's going to try to, you know, if they'll try to insert him back into that circle.
Yeah, I know. We got mention of that this week. But, yeah, I just feel like they really need to do something with this character because, you know, the whole mob thing, I'm in, I'm out, this whole, like, game he's playing with the mob, it's so out of character for Duke. And I feel like this is not him at all. And he just needs, like, a really, like, normal job where he's not, it's not causing a conflict between him and Anna, because, like, outside of Duke and outside of Anna, there's no other pairings that they could put those two characters with really on the show that, like, they could revisit because we don't have Robin around. And so they can't break them up because they don't have anyone for either of them.
At the risk of sounding like a dinosaur and a throwback, give the man a club to run. Then you have a central location for everybody to hang out. He's got a story.
Yeah,
he can be interacting with people here and there. And you know, and he's doing something legit that doesn't involve him going back to a career that he literally gave up his life as he knew it to escape. You know, it's kind of weird.
Yeah. I would love to see him running a club. I would love to see anyone actually doing that. Like, I would love to see somebody running a club where everybody hangs out, because I feel like we don't get that anymore, where everybody's hanging out together like we used to. And, you know, I know things have changed a lot, and, you know, scenes are shorter, stories are faster, but it was really nice back in the day when everybody would be hanging out at one of the, like, you know, there was a couple clubs, but when everyone would be in one place just hanging out, having drinks, whatever, that was really nice, and I don't think that we see enough of that. Like, we occasionally see, you know, Max and Felicia and Doc and Lucy, but I feel like we need to see, like, more of the central characters, like, just all hanging out to, like, acknowledge that they still know each other. And that would be really nice to see. And I think that Duke would be the perfect person for that, because he really doesn't have a story right now, because he's kind of going in circles. I mean,
I do think we're seeing a lot more of it now, obviously, under Cartini than we did in the past. I mean, I can remember just screaming because everything was so isolated. It's like, okay, I'm going to have scenes with this one person here, and that's all, the only person they would ever see. They were, like, literally an acting partner, and that was it. So it is nice that we do see people, like, interacting at Kelly's, and you know, we see, okay, here's a conversation over here, like with this week with Rick and Liz. On their date there, and Molly was there, and then TJ came by, and they went off, and they were talking here. But, you know, they're all still in a central place, but hanging out. So it's a lot better than it used to be. I would love to see more of it.
Yeah, it's definitely getting better. When they first came in, there wasn't as much of that, and they sort of, like, started to incorporate, like, more of that, which is nice to see, because people actually want to see their favorite characters sitting around having lunch, as crazy as that sounds. We'd like to watch the characters we like sit around and talk, because it's like, hey, they still know each other after 30 years. So it's nice that they started to incorporate that more, and, you know, hopefully they continue down that road. Okay, so I want to ask you, what did you think about Carly's decision to give the recording to Sonny instead of the police?
Well, I mean, that's Carly. That's exactly what I would have expected of Carly. I mean, seriously, she's not going to do anything to throw Sonny under the bus. You know, she's not me. I'd throw Sonny under the bus in a heartbeat. But she's gonna hang with him, and it's totally in character. I know she does not care one single bit about whether or not April lives or dies. You know, and to be honest, it wouldn't matter if that were Anna, she wouldn't care one single bit. If it benefits Sunny, then she's going to go with that. And, you know, I mean, so
yeah,
it didn't really surprise me, to be completely honest. I think it's I like that at least we're going to, you know, see the truth come out. AJ's going to be vindicated.
Yeah.
I am so looking forward to Sunny being off his meds and being crazy with Jassian. That's my favorite thing about Sunny ever, is when he goes off his meds.
Yeah.
And he goes nuts and the jazz hands come out. That's crazy with jazz hands. He's like his own personality.
I saw you tweet that earlier. That was so
yeah,
funny.
That's what I call him.
No,
he's,
okay.
That's Sunny's personality off his meds. It's called crazy McJazz hands.
And
it's brilliant. I love this. And the last time we saw him was when he blew up Morgan's life. So I'm looking forward to seeing him
Yeah, okay. Like, I have mixed feelings about this because, okay, as you guys know, I love Carly because, I don't know, I like the character. Even though I don't agree with everything she does because I think she's very misguided sometimes. But I totally understand why she did what she did, because if she takes it to the cops, she runs the risk of, like, screwing Sunny over. And even though Sunny's he's a bad guy. We all know this. He's criminal. He deserves it. He's still the father of her children, you know, her ex-husband, whatever. So she's loyal to him. So I understand why she did it, but at the same time, it would have been great it would have been great if she would have given it to the cops, because then Ava would have been in jail where she kind of belongs. As much as I love her, she's a criminal and belongs behind Mars, but so does Sunny. So, I mean, maybe we could just get them some adjoining cells. Maybe that would make me happy.
Well, I think if you think about it, though, I mean, Carly, the only difference between Carly and Alexis is that, you know, Carly isn't going to give Sunny hell about the moral implications of anything. You know, I mean, well, she will occasionally. If it impacts her kids, she will give him hell about it. But, you know, I mean, to be honest, Alexis would do the same thing, except for she would just, like, yell and scream at Sunny a bunch about it. So, you know, I can't really, you know, say that Carly's the only person that would do that. To me, it was completely in character for her to do that.
Definitely.
What I'm waiting for is for Franco to kind of flip on her and bust all of it up, because he's kind of a wild card.
Yeah, because I'm expecting that.
Yeah, even if he loves her, he loathes Sunny. So it's, you know, it's going to be a game of seeing if he's able to contain it, and if he doesn't. If he just decides on a whim, but that's it. He could very easily turn that card over and the whole game changes.
Yeah, you know, I understand it's completely in character for most of the women to do what Carly did, because it's just how they operate. And, you know, I understand why she did, because if you screw with her kids, she's going to, like, kill you. Like, basically, that's how it's going to go down. She's going to hurt you if you screw with her children. But this doesn't really affect, the whole AJ Michael thing does. But it's like she wants to be loyal to him, and she also wants Ava to, like, die, because she just hates her so much. And I totally, you know, I don't mind Ava dying, even though I love Mara. So, I mean, okay, I'm interested to see how this goes, because, like, you know, this is Sunny's little pal, Ava, and then we've got the ex-wife, and I'm expecting Franco to, like, flip on her, even though that would be stupid for them to write it like that, but I'm expecting it. And then I'm expecting Carly and Sunny to hook up like they always end up doing every couple of years, and then, like, move on. Like, I see that going there.
Speaking of Franco, I can't let the week go by without mentioning how funny those scenes were between he and Ellie, and how great it was to see Emily Wilson back on the show. I mean, that to me is the highlight of that trip out there. That was the highlight of the trip out there, was Franco and Ellie interacting and just snarking at each other. It was awesome.
Yeah, well, Franco's hilarious, and that's what I like about him. That's made me accept his character, because, you know, I was like, okay, they're going to bring Roger back as Franco. I don't know how I'm going to like this. But him being so funny, it's sort of like I like this character now, even though he's done some crazy stuff. He's hilarious, and I love watching him, because he brings something totally different than any other character. And so it's not like you can be going through something so intense, and then he's going to say something that's just absolutely hilarious, whether it's meant to be or not, and it totally lightens everything up. And so him and Ellie, that was so fun. Like, him and Ellie snarking at each other, and no, that was hilarious. That was definitely the highlight of the week. I agree.
Yeah, I tweeted to Frank Valentini that I wanted to see a sitcom with just nothing but the two of them in it. Yeah, I mean, it was great.
Yeah.
But I think it's, yeah, it's kind of, I think, the Twitter sphere's method of dealing with Franco is just to pretend that he's completely brand new character and that he never existed before. Because it does make him a
yeah,
whole lot more powerful.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Well, yeah, and, you know, I like him. Like, I like this character as Roger's playing him. Obviously, I didn't like him before. Nobody did. But the way that Roger's playing Franco, like, I'm just, it's like he is a whole new character. He's a new actor. It's a new character. They've reinvented this character. They've changed this character, you know, brain tumor, whatever. So, you know, I see him as a completely different character than, like, you know, James Franco's Franco. And so he doesn't really, like, I don't hate him because a lot of people hate him. And I'm like, why is he sitting back hating Franco? Because he might as well get over it. Because he's going to be around for a while. He's going to date Carly. Just deal with it. Just pretend it's a whole new character. Like,
well, and
I don't understand
and
why so many people are still complaining over him.
Well, and I don't hate the character either. You know, I mean, how can you with Walter Howard? I mean, he really
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's one of those things where, as a soap fan, you know, we roll with a lot of punches, and we swallow a lot of things. I mean, look how many people coming back from the dead we're okay with. You know, it's... Now, I would say that this one kind of stuck for a little, because to me, the jarring factor in there is buying that Carly would be in a relationship with him. But even then, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, even still, eventually it gets there. I mean, he's just too charming
yeah.
an actor for me not to fall for it eventually.
Exactly.
You know,
and, you know, the Franco and Carly thing, yeah, the Franco and Carly thing, I liked them from the beginning because I knew that was going to end up being a pairing, and I loved them as Todd and Carly. I loved the chemistry that they have. I think it's unique to them, for sure. And so when they started kind of slowly, like, easing him into being, like, a more normal, civilized human, and then they started to pair them, you know, it actually took them a while. Considering it's a soap, it actually took them a while to put these two together. Because, like, they didn't actually hook up till like, November, and he came back, like, in April, and that's a long time on a soap, because normally people just, like, hop into bed. So I like the way they did it, and I think that they did it in an acceptable way. So anyone who is open-minded enough to, like, accept the character, you know, that they did it in a good way. It's still kind of weird because, you know, Franco was creepy before, but I've accepted it and moved on from that, and I like them as a couple because I think that they have a really cool dynamic, and they're a lot of fun. So, I mean, you know,
you know,
someone that was really fun.
Completely changing the subject, I'm going to be heartbroken.
Okay.
I'm going to be heartbroken if John Lindstrom isn't around more. And I'm wondering if that's what Kevin asked and Lucy for a divorce, if that wasn't. Yeah, I mean, I know he's promoting his film right
yeah.
now, and he's got a lot of stuff going on. But man, I love having Kevin around. I love him. You know, I love him.
I love John.
I love John Lindstrom. I love Kevin. I love Scott. I love Lucy. I love that entire triangle. It is fabulous. I cannot pick a side. It's almost impossible. And that's a great triangle.
Yeah,
and
when
so
you
I'm
can't
wondering
pick
if,
side,
they're,
you know,
if they're kind of resolving it in one direction. I just hope that he's going to be around longer.
You know, I didn't think about that, but I don't see John going anywhere, but at the same time, I don't see that this divorce is going to go through, because Doc and Lucy have been together a long time, and I don't see them just, like, trashing that, you know? I mean, some couples get divorced, but they always end up back together, and so I have hope for Doc and Lucy. You know, I like her and Scott, as everyone knows. I hate Scott Baldwin passionately. However, I can tolerate him when he's with a woman, not Laura, but another woman. I had to throw that in there. But I can, like, yeah. tolerate him when he's with Lucy or when he's with Heather, or even though Heather's crazy, I feel like they deserve each other. But I can totally tolerate him and Lucy. Like, I don't have a problem with Scotty and Lucy. Don't have a problem
yeah,
with
I mean,
Scotty and Heather.
Well, and that's me too. I mean, I love Scott Baldwin, and we kind of fell in love the first time I saw him on screen. It was just, you know, I mean, I love him because I get, you know, and I know as a Laura fan, you're probably kind of side eye that or whatever, but at the same time, I mean, he's completely defined by the act of the woman that he loves betraying him, and really that's what it comes down to. He has no trust for anybody really, except for with Lucy. Lucy has always been his best friend. They've always been, you know, they've been lovers, they've been blessed, they've been parents together. And so I love the two of them together, but I also, you know, you've got that other side, that Kevin and Lucy relationship where they really are, the opposites that kind of ground each other down. And I mean grounding in the earth tone sense, you know, just that they really kind of bring each other down to earth. And it's just such a great triangle. Lynn Herring, I mean, all three of them have great chemistry together. Lynn Herring has excellent chemistry with both men. It's an awesome triangle. And so I hope it's not coming to an end. That's one I wouldn't mind seeing forever. Em, you there? Hello? Okay. I don't know if I'm still in the podcast by myself or not, but maybe we'll get Em back in just a second. Okay, so 4 minutes left in this podcast. Hello, Emily. Okay, I'm just going to keep talking like I'm on the phone here. And so if anybody out there, something else I really liked this week was that scenes between TJ and Jordan, which I thought was really excellent. Taquan Richmond is such a great find for GH. He's an amazing actor. He really just plays really well with the people that he's playing against. A lot of heavy hitters he's working with in the set world, but he holds his own without any type of problems whatsoever. So I'm really, really glad that he got a little bit to showcase, because I feel like sometimes he's just isolated off. And, you know, things with Molly is very cute, but at the same time, you know, it's great to see him playing against some heavy hitters. Those scenes where he found out about his mom, supposedly that she's a drug dealer. Those scenes also where it looked like Sean was ready to tell him about the truth about his father, and then he stopped. I love that he stopped him. He's like, I can't hear any more bad news right now. I can't do this right now. I thought that was really fantastic. I'm glad that he had an opportunity to play a little bit more. Coming back in to this next week, I'm anxious to see what's coming up with whoever Luke really is. I'm completely baffled by that mystery. I have no idea who he is. And it's interesting. I've been tweeting out just all kinds of random things that plot twist. Luke is really, you know, Bert Ramsey. The holding the gun on Ned, that was insane. I would really, really, really love to see Wally Kurth around a little bit more. He's such a dynamic actor, and he really plays with everybody. I don't know what's going on with Tracy. She's just completely crazy, I think, at this point. But I don't like seeing Tracy play this dumb. It doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't play. She's always been very, very smart, and I've never seen a situation where she would believe somebody else over her kids. So it's really kind of out of character for Tracy, I think, to be in that position where she's going to believe Luke at all costs, especially since it's obvious. I mean, she's getting so many people telling her so many different things. She's just not paying attention to what's going on, and that's never
Kathy?
Been Tracy. Yeah, you there?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Blog Talk, like, glitched, and it wouldn't let me input my PIN number to call back in, so I called in as a guest. So hopefully this works for the next... Anyway, I was, like, hoping that you didn't freak, and I was hoping that you kept everything good, so obviously you did, and you stayed on the line, so we're good now.
Well, I freaked for about a second or two, and then I just randomly babbled for about a minute and a half, or however long it took you to
awesome.
Get back. So,
yeah,
so you guys will probably listen to the podcast. I'm going to feel like I'm a little crazy just talking to myself.
It's all right. No, I called the host number and put in the host PIN number, and it was telling me that my PIN was incorrect. And I tried it like 4 times, and then it would just drop the call as Blog Talk would hang up on me. So I'm calling in as a guest now, and it's working. So, okay, what were we talking about?
Well, I was talking with myself about how much I liked the scenes with TJ and Sean and Jordan. And then I talked a little bit about Luke holding the gun on Ned and how I really didn't like that Tracy's being played as dumb. That, you know, I don't understand
why
she's...
Okay, let's go with that.
All right,
Tracy is making me mad. She's being stupid, okay? As much as I normally don't like her, but I love Jane, but I don't really like Tracy, she annoys me when she acts stupid, and, like, I start to like her, and then she acts like an idiot. She's bothering me right now, being so stupid and so blind about this whole thing. Like, he's her son, and she chose Luke over her son and kicked Ned out. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, I know that we probably can't have Wally trucked around forever, and maybe that's what – I hope that wasn't the